Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Shelton School Podcast. I am Hunter Dusing, and I am joined by a couple of alumni, fresh alumni from the class of 2018. Joining me is Alex Anderson. Say hello, Alex.
Hello.
And Matt Matzel.
Howdy.
So, you guys are about to go off to college. It's been a long time coming. And I just wanted to talk to you guys today about sort of how you feel Shelton is prepared for you for college, and what are some things that you're going to carry from Shelton into that experience, or you plan to, as you go into that. So, Alex, we'll start with you.
Well, sure. I've been at Shelton for 15 years. This was the only school I ever attended. And so, this last year, my senior year, I just really kind of struggled with the idea of leaving. I felt Shelton had prepared me 100%, so that was really comforting. But I was still leaving this this place I'd known for so many years. And I think finally, leaving, I'm going to Austin College tomorrow morning, and I'm just really excited. I feel like Shelton's been really great with my organizational skills and the self-advocacy mainly,
right?
And so Shelton's been great for me.
That's really great to hear. Matt, what about you?
Kind of building off the same thing of what Alex said. It's I'm excited. I was here for 6 years. I came seventh grade, which is when a lot of people came. And it's prepared me. I think I'll be able to go off and be a self-advocate and be able to just be like, hey, I'm Matt, I have this learning difference, and this is how, I'll get the work done, and this is how I'm going to do it. And, I'm going to be able to get there and kind of just be able to plan out and do things like I've done it here, and take those lessons that I've learned here and be able to apply them to a more demanding atmosphere, which I think is good. I think Shelton really has prepared me. We'll find out, but
right.
I believe I'll be just fine.
What are some experiences you had at Shelton that you think are preparing you for college or prepared you for college? And I'm sure you'll know more soon.
Yeah.
But just sort of in the mentality you have going into it, you could talk about teachers that have prepared you, certain things they did. Alex, does anything leap to mind for that?
Well, I think Shelton is probably one of the main reasons that I want to come back and be a teacher here. I saw how all my teachers really had this genuine joy for teaching. It wasn't just this job they came to every day, but they put a genuine interest in the relationships with their students. And so definitely something I will take away is my experience with my teachers. And Mrs. Rivers has a soft spot in my heart, a special place. I had her my junior year for honors English, along with Matt. She was probably one of the hardest teachers I'd ever had at that point. Very strict, but also just very caring too. And she, she, even after I left her class junior year, she still made an effort to go out my senior year, and she would send me an email once in a while. She'd say hi to me in the hallway, and she would, and even now she says, please keep in touch. Definitely it's teachers like that just made it fun to be here. I didn't feel like I was just coming to school every day, but it was, English, but it was with Mrs. Rivers. And I can say that about a bunch of other teachers too, but being an aspiring teacher, it's teachers like that have inspired me to want to come back. And
so you say you want to come back here and be a teacher. What are you planning to study at school?
Well, I'm going to Austin College to get a major in English and a minor in education. And what's really fantastic about Austin College is that it has a program where you can get your master's and your teaching certificate within 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good. That sounds like a good program.
So I don't think I could have done that if I hadn't come to Shelton. Going into high school, I never thought I'd be in honors classes, never thought I'd have any leadership roles, and never planned on getting a master's. So I'm hoping for that. We'll see. But Shelton's made me more confident and believing I can achieve that.
Awesome. Matt, what about you?
Well, I think I've had some great experiences. My senior year, I had Mr. Crabtree for the second year in a row. The first year, was pretty good. I mean, it was a hard class. And the second year I got in, it was post-World War II honors. And we got in there, and it started off and it kicked my butt. It was
mine too.
It was hard, like, because he purposely, his whole teaching mantra is to gear you toward more towards what a college class will be like. I mean, granted, it's on a much smaller scale. We sat down and it was a lot more reading he would only use out of college textbooks and like at more advanced readings than the year previous, and we had to write some research papers. That class was more about preparing you for college and showing you this is kind of a little sneak peek of what it's going to be like, so you know, get used to it now.
Mm-hmm.
So he really helped me, and I feel like now I kind of know what to expect a little bit. And yeah, he's really helped me to kind of get to the point where I want to be at to be able to succeed. I'm very thankful for that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, he's a teacher who a lot of students say his class really prepared them for college.
Because he doesn't just like, you gotta make an effort. You know, like some teachers will really help you along the way, and he'll help you, but he's also like, he's like, I'll help you, but I'm not going to do it for you.
Right.
And I feel like that's a valuable tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That class gets a lot of good feedback from students who went to college. You know, he gets a lot of messages from students saying, this really helped me, this particular mm-hmm. class. Yeah, that's really great. Well, any other sort of expectations that you have? Matt, actually.
Yes.
Wanted to ask you, what are you planning to study when you go to school?
When I go to school, so I'm going to Northwestern University. As of now, I am planning to study radio, television, and film.
Great.
In the communications school. And I also want to try to either double major or minor in broadcast journalism. Something along those lines. I mean, who knows? When I get there, I might take a biology class and realize that that's my passion, even though that's not going to happen.
College is kind of a place where sometimes people go and they think they're going to do one thing and they end up doing something else. But
yeah, so I'm going in with an open mind.
But, you know, you've shown a knack for radio, TV, and film.
Yeah,
so.
No, I really... I like the more expressive subject matter mm-hmm. than the more, you know, black and white, writing stuff down, typing out numbers. But, you know, it's each their own.
Yeah, of course. Well, any other things you want to share before you go off into that good night?
well, I mean, I just think, you know, as a whole, Shelton and the high school experience especially has really helped me to discover who I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of helped me to find what I wanted to do. Like, our film program is tremendous. Like, that's how I found out I wanted to do something in the world of digital media. And also the broadcast journalism stuff I got to experience. I was on the first ever newscast for the high school, which was real neat.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of gotten a little sneak peek, a little taste of what I might want to do. Shelton, the big thing is they've been very accepting of like extracurricular activities, as long as you get your stuff done. But like, it's a place where you can explore your interests and try some things out and see what you're into, what you're not into. You know, everyone's super accepting of that. You can go try this or that, and like it's not burdensome to like go out and do theater or do sports or whatever. Like, the teachers are very accommodating. I mean, granted, you still have to get your work done,
mm-hmm.
but that's, you know, for anything. Like, for basketball, we used to go on like road trips sometimes to away games, and the teachers were very accommodating of that, helping you make sure you get your stuff done. And it's just, I was really able to kind of explore what I wanted to do, who I wanted to be throughout my experiences here.
And it really helped you advocate for yourself too.
Yeah.
You know, in that regard, because you couldn't do any of the teachers don't really accommodate if you don't ask
for
that.
No, of course. And that's the biggest thing, is people are scared to ask. And maybe at some schools it is scary. I mean, it's kind of scary, but you know, here you just kind of, as long as you're showing that you're putting in the effort
mm-hmm.
and you are willing to ask for help, it's like ask and you shall receive type of thing. Like, mm-hmm. there's not a teacher here who's going to be mad at you because you don't understand something and you want clarification. Or there's not a teacher here that's going to be mad at you because you had trouble with something and you'd like extra help because, you really want mastery of the subject. Mm-hmm. There's not a single teacher here who would get angry about that. In fact, it excites teachers, and you know it's good. You just gotta be sure to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, do you have anything else to share?
Yeah, I 100% agree with Matt. Very good point what Matt made, that academics come first. So you can be involved in theater, you can be involved in all these different clubs and organizations, and still be able to focus on your academics. What I really love is that however you learn, that's how your teachers teach. They don't teach one way. It's however you learn, and that was my experience in from preschool all the way to high school. And you just have to step up and ask for help when you need it. Good job, Matt. Yeah,
it's good to see that y'all have taken similar lessons for success, and it sounds like you've thought about applying those at college. So that's very good to hear. And
to kind of build off what Alex said, that's another way that I feel Sheldon's going to help me, is they've given me the opportunity to learn in so many different ways and experience so many different ways to like take in material that like it kind of helps you tailor make your own way that you learn. And so if that means applying it to studying or applying it to class or a tutor in college or whatever it may be, like I know how my brain takes in the material best.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And even when we go to college, I know we'll still be very close with our Shelton teachers if we ever need any advice or anything. I know they're always there to help us every step of the way.
That sounds great. Well, I wish you both the best of luck.
And thank you. I hope
that soon, 6 months, a year from now, we can sit down again and kind of see if the expectations meet reality, maybe any additional insights you've gleaned.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for sitting down with me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.